This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent. Such senseless acts of anarchy are not exercises of First Amendment rights.
Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you are infected. Worry about your 55-year-old grandfather or your 62-year-old grandmother. They can die from this virus. And by the way, you could too, but that's a separate conversation.
None of what you just said to me makes any sense.
We are not restricting people's right to protest. There are obviously significant social issues, that are present, that people feel that they need to have a voice.
Oh, I see how it is.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
So you won't say to this committee whether or not you even read the document you signed that authorized spying on people associated with the Trump campaign?
I'll explain the process to you.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
How could you sign off on something with this number of misrepresentations that the FISA court later came back and said, this destroys our trust in the FBI? You signed off on it personally. How could this happen?
Unchained and unstoppable.
And their predicate for all of this is the Logan Act, which no one has ever been prosecuted under in the history of the Department of Justice. I guarantee you today, John Kerry is violating the Logan Act.
Can I get out of here, please?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You just heard some sound cuts from yesterday's appearance by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And, you know, do you realize that under the Michael Flynn standards, Rosenstein admitted that he had committed a crime? He signed one of those FISA warrant applications to surveil Carter Page. He signed it under pains and penalties of perjury, that everything in the document was true. And none of it was true. None of it was true. And he admitted it. And he admitted he didn't read the application. It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
It was an embarrassing performance, Howie, by Rod Rosenstein, to say the least.
But he doesn't care because he's a Democrat, so he's not going to be indicted. And he gets to use the Hillary excuse that she employed after Benghazi in those House hearings. You know, at this point, what difference does it make?
But Howie, I think it talks more to your point in the first hour with these Democrat operatives is it's either cynicism or it's incompetence. But I would give Rod Rosenstein the option and see which one he chooses. Like, you're either extremely bad at your job or you had bad intentions here. It's one or the other. And I think it's becoming increasingly clear that they had bad intentions, that this was an orchestrated thing. But they like you to believe, well, I didn't read it. Oh, you didn't read it. What are you getting paid for? Where does the buck stop at the FBI? It doesn't stop with Christopher Wray. It doesn't stop with Rod Rosenstein. It doesn't stop with Jim Comey. Where does it stop?
Well, I like the fact that I think I mentioned this yesterday. He keeps blaming the FBI. Does he not understand that the FBI is part of the Department of Justice? He had some responsibility for overseeing the FBI. And, you know, the other thing is some of these people can use the excuse, I'm really below average when it comes to intelligence. I'm thinking of James Clapper. Brennan, I think, barely reaches the 100-point IQ level.
Right.
But Rosenstein is smart, and he's a snake.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would pass on something without giving it a little look-see.
Yes. All I can say is I'm glad that if I had any role at all in stopping his Harvard Law School classmate and good buddy Weinreb from becoming the U.S. attorney in Boston, I think I'd perform my public service for the decade. If I do say so myself, Grace.
I would agree with you there, Howie. Are you ready for some Grace's news?
Yes, I am.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building may zoom past Earth this weekend in case 2020 hasn't given you enough of a hard time. That's your latest in the...
An asteroid?
But
it's not even the 4th of July yet. I thought the asteroid was supposed to arrive on the 4th of July.
It's just like this year needs to stop. It's been so much stuff happening.
Howie, that's not an asteroid. That's aliens on the 4th of July. That's the documentary Independence Day you're thinking of.
Yes. Frantic New Yorkers.
What was the name of the movie where they landed on the asteroid and blew it up?
That was Armageddon.
Okay.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, yes.
And the Aerosmith song, I Would Stay Awake.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, I get them all confused.
Frantic New Yorkers snatch up unwanted homes in the suburbs. Who could have ever seen this coming? I've got two stories right next to each other. One says, de Blasio says enough is enough for protesters breaking curfew. De Blasio? Okay, so you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of those kids whose parents would talk a big game and none of the kids were scared of them. And they'd say things like, you better cut it out, mister, or I'm going to take away your PlayStation. It's like, you think saying enough is enough to these looters and stuff is really going to do anything?
You know, I know that he's had kind of a tough go of it, but Carlos Danger, a.k.a. Anthony Weiner, I know he went to the can and, he spent a lot of time in federal prison, et cetera, for sexting the underage girl. But he has a lot more to answer for. If he hadn't gotten caught doing that and been
multiple
dragged
times
into federal court, de Blasio would not have been elected mayor. Weiner was leading the polls. He was going to be the mayor. And as horrible, a despicable pervert... As Carlos Danger is, he would have been a better mayor than de Blasio.
But Howie, what is going on in the world that these are our options? Weiner versus de Blasio. I refuse to believe those are the best that New York City has to offer.
Well, apparently it is, Grace, because that's why everybody is moving to the suburbs or to Florida.
Oh, and by the way, did you hear...
Or to the Hamptons or anywhere.
Did you hear what Marty Walsh said today? I'm going to look up the sound after this, but I guess he said something like, now isn't a time to talk, it's a time to listen. It's not a time for people to voice their opinions. Like, in other words, white men like you, Howie. It's a time... Or, you know who said it best was, remember when Crazy Maisie? She said, it's time to stand up and shut up. And that's the same thing Marty's saying, is it's time for people to shut up.
Did you know, I mean, this was kind of underplayed in the news reports, but Crazy Maisie yesterday, Senator Hirono from Hawaii, who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer either, she kept asking Rosenstein over and over again, so there was no collusion with Russia. No, there was no collusion, Senator.
I know.
President Trump didn't commit a crime. No, he didn't. She didn't get the memo. That's not what the Democrats are supposed to be asking Rod Rosenstein or anybody else.
I'm sure she was getting a ton of texts while she was talking, like, you're not helping us. Stop asking that question. I know. And in other news, William Barr, A.G. Barr, says that he has evidence that Antifa is hijacking George Floyd protests. I believe his evidence is he has two eyeballs and probably knows how to use the internet, because I think we've all had evidence that they're
doing
that.
Jerry Callahan had a good tweet today. He said, so what? He has cable?
Yeah, exactly. It's so obvious. I mean, Taylor showed me a video today, Howie. It blew my mind. It was these three young girls, and they were cleaning up graffiti on the side of a building that said, it was the Black Lives Matter, so it said BLM, and they were cleaning up the graffiti, and a woman... Oh, Taylor has the cut. Go ahead, Taylor.
Why are you guys removing Black Lives Matter's graffiti?
We're just trying to take care of the graffiti.
Yeah, we tried over there, and it wasn't coming off. It's still one of those coming off.
But why do you want that to come off?
Well, I don't...
This is a federal building.
Yeah, it's just
care
the vandals.
But so you don't care about black lives,
not
then?
Not at all. That's not at all per se.
That's
care.
What this...
We certainly do care about black lives.
Not enough to leave up a message.
You don't disagree with the message, ma'am. It's just on the building. We're just trying to clean it.
Right. Not a great way to use your white privilege, ladies. Not a great. That's disgusting.
I feel as though I'm in bizarro world. And I'm gonna...
Is her first name Karen? It has to be.
I just don't understand how we... And it's becoming more obvious here is that there's this conflation with Democrats where if you believe one thing, you have to believe all things that they're saying. So it's like you can't just say what happened to George Floyd was wrong. You have to say all cops are racist. You can't just say, you know, I believe that black lives do matter. You have to graffiti buildings and you have to leave it up and you can't help them take it down. It's just... It doesn't make any sense. Why can't we just call things out for what they are? Why does it, like, what's Ari Feldge has to stand in front of a burning building and tell us that it's not burning down? It's don't believe what's in front of your own eyes. Believe us. Believe what we're telling you.
Well, before he died, Mayor Mumbles Menino in Boston, one time he described, I think, some of these vandals who were tagging all the buildings and the subway cars. He described them as artists. And we all had a laugh. But, I mean, this woman is, this is not even funny. I mean, this woman is crazy.
And it's getting really strange where you can't do anything without angering the left. You can't say anything. And, you know, it's like what Marty Walsh said. You just have to listen. You just have to sit and listen to what they're telling you. Because if you do something wrong, you're going to get canceled.
Let's remember that our city... It's a tight-knit community.
Oh, boy. And now we've got Marty, and we're looking back on, I wish I knew I was in the good old days with Menino when I was in the good old days.
You know, it's... He's frightened. He's frightened of offending anybody.
And instead, he's not going to support the cops in Boston who need his support and who all support him when it comes to voting. It's really despicable.
How about the LA City Council talking about cutting $100 million or some such number out of the police budget? Of all times to be cutting the police budget in a major city that's
right.
Racked by urban protests.
No, Howie, you're totally right. There's all these movements to defund police stations and the police. And I just don't understand that if we want people to be educated and we want to train people on how to handle situations better, what good does it do to take money away from them? It just doesn't, to me, it doesn't make sense. But guys, I want to let everyone know that Grace's News, I'm really excited about this, is brought to you by Genesis 950. You've been hearing McKay and Howie talk about it, but I wanted to let you guys know that if you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. McKay says that it doesn't matter what size or what your dog is, it's going to work. So make sure you order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. And if you enter a code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping, that's genesis950.com. Enter code Howie. I know dogs make a mess, but if you're going to clean it up, you should use a product that's made in America. We always say buy American, support America. That is Genesis 950. Don't forget code word Howie.
Don't go to the carpet store yet. You don't need to buy a new carpet. Try Genesis 950.
Exactly.
It's a good product. And it won't be sold out, unlike a lot of the cleaning supplies at the stores these days. Anyway, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to simplysafehowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why hasn't the FBI dismantled Antifa? Is it because it really never occurred to them, or were they too busy interfering in the 2016 election?
Or professional courtesy. But I'm going to say they were too busy trying to overthrow the duly elected government of the United States deal with other people who were trying to overthrow the duly elected government of the United States.
76% agree with you.
All right. I said earlier in the show that we had posted the Boston police reports on the riots on Sunday evening and Monday morning on the website. We tweeted them out, but Grace is going to post them at HowieCarShow.com later on if you want to read them. HowieCarShow.com.
Yeah. If you're not on Twitter, I will put them on the website for you. The New York Times staffers, Howie, are very upset. Do you care to guess why? There's so many every day. There's so many reasons that they're upset. But
somebody else exercised their First Amendment rights is the way I understand the story.
Is that exactly it? They are mad at the paper for publishing Tom Cotton op-ed.
Senator from Arkansas, very smart guy. Harvard Law. And he's a combat veteran.
That's not a combination
you get very often these days.
Howie, he happens to be a Republican. That's an important part of the story.
That cancels everything else out.
Yes, exactly. Dozens of New York Times staffers erupted in outrage at the newspaper, publishing an op-ed from Republican Senator Tom Cotton urging President Trump to call out the U.S. military to crack down on protests that have turned violent in many parts of the country. Nicole Hannah-Jones, who won the Pulitzer Prize in May for the Times' 1619 project, said on Twitter,
which has been about as debunked as the Russian collusion hoax, for which they also gave themselves a Pulitzer Prize. Just pointed that out, Grace. Sorry to interrupt.
She said on Twitter, as a black woman, as a journalist, as an American, I am deeply ashamed that we ran this.
I'm deeply ashamed that we allowed another person, member of the United States Senate, to exercise his own First Amendment rights. I'm shocked and appalled.
Charlie Wartzell, who works on the newspaper's opinion staff, posted, I disagree with every word in that Tom Cotton op-ed, and it does not reflect my values. You know what? You know what I think does reflect your values is probably the subscription base of the New York Times. This paper does not understand that having different opinions can sometimes get you new readers, which I always thought, Howie, as a columnist, was part of the draw, was you want to get people to actually read your paper. I don't go on my Twitter and condemn pieces in the Boston Herald that I don't agree with. These people are so narrow-minded, all these liberal elites.
You're right. You're right. If you work for a newspaper and you disagree with something that's in the paper, you just you go down to the bar and complain about it while you're having a drink.
Yeah,
you backbite the person and say you shouldn't be running that crap. Don't be running that crap anymore. You don't make a public display of yourself.
A condemnation. This is where we're at, that opinion pieces need to be condemned. It used to be David Duke needed to be condemned, and now it's Tom Cotton opinion pieces in the New York Times, because people are just so sensitive to opinions that disagree with theirs. It's so pathetic. In a little bit lighter news, Impossible Foods will sell to consumers as plant-based meat market skyrockets. So we've talked about this. Obviously, the meat plants are having a little trouble right now. But plant-based meat is off the chain, Howie. It's selling like hotcakes.
You could just buy it at restaurants until now. They're going to sell it directly to the consumer. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The mayor of Boston today, after the riots on Sunday night into Monday morning, he had a press conference, and he said that basically white people need to be quiet and listen to black people. Well, under the code of the city of Boston, the city council president succeeds to the job of mayor if the mayor resigns or is incapacitated. Now, the city council president in Boston is a woman named Andrea Campbell. She's a black female, comes from an extremely hardscrabble background. If you want to read about her uncle and her father, you can read my book, Hitman, by Howie Carr. But it's a good book. She comes from a very, very tough background, and she's succeeded, and she's done well in politics. She ousted a longtime incumbent a few years back. So one of the texters makes an extremely good point here. If Marty Walsh is so concerned that we need to listen to just the African-American community, he should gracefully resign as mayor and allow the city council president, Andrea Campbell, to become Boston's first African-American mayor. And she's a woman, so that's even more virtue points. And again, her background, that's even more virtue points. She has nothing to do with her. You can't decide who your family is. But, she came up the hard way. I think, Mark, put your money where your mouth is, Marty. We won't be holding our breath. 844-500-4242. We're going to try to get some sound a little bit later of de Blasio being heckled off the stage today at a George Floyd event in New York City. They were screaming at him. Sometimes they say if you have nobody show up at your funeral and you're a newspaper man, that means you did a great job because you were just telling the truth and you offended both sides. You were an equal opportunity offender. In the case of de Blasio, remember when the cops turned their back on him when he went to the emergency room after a couple of NYPD officers were shot by a terrorist? And now the black community is screaming at him and heckling him. I don't think it means he's doing a good job. I think it just means he's managed to offend everybody by just being a totally incompetent, terrible, terrible mayor, the worst mayor ever. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I always read your articles back in the 80s down in eastern Massachusetts.
Thank you.
I live in Guilford, Maine now. You know?
Thank you. I'm still writing them after all these years.
Well, man, my internet kind of sucks, but, I always loved it, man.
Thank you.
Man. What a bunch of stories, man. That's great. Anyways,
thank you.
I just want to let you know... I live here in Guilford, Maine right now. The president's going to show up tomorrow.
Right.
I'm hoping to walk up through the woods and go see what's going on up in the center. It's about a mile away. It's not very far. And, I just love talking to you, man. It's great talking to you.
Well, that's great. I hope you see, if you see the president tomorrow, give him my best. And tell him things are good down here in Florida. Where he likes to hang out, but his club is closed, of course, right now. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Mago.
The beach club is still open, though, but he's not coming back for the beach club. He's the president. If you haven't heard, is going to be in Guilford, Maine tomorrow. He's going up. He likes to campaign in Maine. The I think they still do it. They may have changed the law, but I don't think they have yet. For national elections, they do it like Nebraska. You get a vote. I think Nebraska does it as well. Each congressional district gets an electoral college vote. So he loses the southern part of Maine, which is like Massachusetts, but he last time won the second congressional district pretty handily in Maine, and I think he'd like to win it again. 844-500-4242. A lot of people have wondered in 2016 why he was going to Bangor, Maine to campaign. And, because Maine only has, four electoral votes. And they didn't understand that if he carried the second congressional district, it's one vote. Howard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Howard.
Hi, Howie. This is Howard from Maryland.
Yes.
I'd like to know if you have heard anything at all about the fact that George Soros, being the main funder of the Antifa group as well as the Black Lives Matter. I don't know this,
Howard. You know, I mean, this everybody's saying this, and you know, he's got all these groups that he's tied to, or his people are tied to, or his brother is tied to, or his son. And they're providing, you know, money for all these people. We mentioned earlier in the day that that one of the lawyers who was arrested for terrorist attacks on the New York City police last week, she was bailed out by another lawyer who used to work for Obama. And this lawyer that worked for Obama that provided the bail for the female alleged terrorist lawyer, she received a scholarship from one of from Soros's brother, from one of his foundations. That's on the Fox News website today. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much of this is real and how much. I know Soros has backed the campaigns of a lot of these people who've been elected district attorneys in places like Chicago, Philadelphia. There's a radical now in Boston, and she's supposedly gotten some money from these left wing groups. But I can't tell you that he's backing Antifa. I just wish the FBI was doing something about it. I mean, it's we've made it a funny poll question, or I think it's a funny poll question, but it's really rather disgraceful that Antifa's been around now for 10 years and they're just basically pampered pukes living in their mom's basements. And, you know, they all the ones in Boston all have these little pot bellies. They're not really what you'd call street fighting men. I mean, it seems like it would be pretty easy to infiltrate them. I mean, the only price the agent would have to pay would be to get a tattoo on his neck. Yeah, that's a pretty heavy price, I guess, when you get right down to it. But why hasn't the FBI done anything about this group? I mean, they could infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan, the American Communist Party, the Mafia, but they can't infiltrate these people with nose rings and lip studs in, I mean, what's going on here? I get the feeling they're not very serious anymore. Thanks for the call, Howard. I'm sorry I can't answer the question. I don't know the answer to the question. And I don't want to just go off with, internet rumor. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
God bless Grace.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thanks.
Great show. I just registered a vote. Not for the first time. It's been like 8 years has elapsed. Thank God we have the good guy in the White House. But I did it.
Good.
And they said you have been, where it says you're, what party you're enrolled in. I put, Republican, and I'm also a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I get the letter back from the town clerk's office saying your name has been entered on the voting list and you are now registered as unenrolled in bold print. And in parentheses, it says no party.
Well,
now what I'm worried about.
Do you live in Massachusetts, Bill?
Yeah, Western Mass. Yes, I do.
I think they did you a favor. Because the way Massachusetts law works, if you're unenrolled, that's independent. You can, when you go to the in September, if you go to to vote in the primary, they'll say, do you want a Democrat or a Republican ballot? You have a choice. And in Massachusetts, and as in many states, you don't have as many choices in a Republican primary, so you're probably better off being unenrolled. That way you can go either way in a primary.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Because if they give me any lip about, hey, I'm a Republican, and it's like I'm a conservative, and I want to vote that way. I don't want them to give me any lip.
Well, I generally tend to vote Republican, but I've always been unenrolled, just because, again, take the primary coming up in Massachusetts, the Senate primary. It's Ed Markey. Mr. Frosty's like 100 years old. He's a totally worthless hack. And he's running against Joe Kennedy, my congressman, who's a smart guy, but he's a Kennedy. So who do you want to vote for? I mean, I'm tempted to vote. I would be tempted to vote for Ed Markey just to end the Kennedy dynasty once and for all in Massachusetts. You know what I mean? Whereas there's nothing to vote for. There's not going to be anything to vote for, really, in the Republican primary. I guess that there'll be a Senate primary, but whoever wins is going to be a real underdog. Thanks for the call, Bill. Like I said, I think they did you a favor. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
You know, Howie, as a veteran on Memorial Day, which was just recently, President Trump gave one of the greatest Memorial Day speeches I ever heard. It was only carried on Fox. Today, all you could see was this George Floyd eulogy on every single station. You know, somehow it doesn't seem to compare to all the great American heroes who gave their lives and their limbs over the centuries for the freedom in this country and the American flag that unfortunately Drew Brees had to apologize for supporting. You know, that's the disgrace.
I know,
of this
Arthur,
country,
but the thing is that this is the dominating news event of the day. And so that's what the reality is all about. The Memorial Day speech by President Trump, you didn't expect CNN or MSNBC to carry it, did you really? You know, they hate him. And anything he does, they're going to try to down. I mean, even when I thought he made a good statement the other night on Monday night when he talked about using the army, the regular army, if he had to. And then he walked across the street and they attacked him. I mean, this is just the way it's going to be for the next few days. They're going to cover it. Even, you know, Al Sharpton making a eulogy. I mean, it doesn't really seem all that appropriate given Al Sharpton's remarks. And he's saying that Trump should open the Bible. As the texters are pointing out, I said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. But somebody else has said, what about another line? I think it's the New Testament. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. What that means is pay your taxes. Seems appropriate for Reverend Sharpton, excuse me, to be thinking about that. Thanks for the call, Arthur. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. In other hate crimes, Fall River, Massachusetts man beat up Trump supporter 82 over political sign, cops say. They just posted a mugshot of the guy. It looks like he came out of a remake of the movie Deliverance. The guy who assaulted the Trump supporter, I mean. We'll talk more about this as we go through the afternoon. Gerald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gerald.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I want to thank you for offering a very welcome alternative to Fox News at this hour of the day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that it's very troublesome down here. I'm across the river from Philadelphia, lived there for years, and like thieves in the middle of the night, they took down the Frank Rizzo statue, you know what I mean, which was just a really despicable way to conduct that, you know. And now, supposedly, in the Italian market, it seems that the mural that they have
right
up of Rizzo is going to be, that's going to be next.
Yeah, they're going to make it a blank, just a blank wall, right?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll put Snoop Dogg up there or something. I don't.
Gerald, did they ever mention, you know, when they're doing these stories, you know, in the Philadelphia Inquirer or the local TV news, did they ever mention what political party Frank Rizzo belonged to? They don't, for obvious reasons. He was a Democrat. He was the former police commissioner of the city of Philadelphia. He was a two-term mayor, and he's been erased. They erased two Democrats. The governor of Virginia, Northam, said today, announced today, they're going to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee, who was the Confederacy's top general and a native of Virginia. And he was offered the generalship of the Army of the Potomac, the what became the Army of the Potomac by Abraham Lincoln. But he turned it down, went back to Virginia and took over the Confederate Army. And he was, he was respected by all the Union officers. And now Northam, of all the great ironies, Governor Northam of Virginia, who has repeatedly, by his own admission, appeared in blackface. And there's a picture of him, what appears to be him, on his page in his medical school yearbook. He's in a Klan hood. A guy who's been in blackface and apparently a Klan hood is now, pulling this wokeness and taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee in the capital city of Richmond. And I'm sure he's backed up by his attorney general, Mr. Herring, who has also appeared in blackface and who is also a member of the Democrat Party. And Northam had a nickname in college. And Chris Plant, in a Washington talk show host, uses it on the air. But I'm not going to use it. Rush was talking about it today, and he said he's not going to use it either. It's the I don't know what to think. Check it out online, and you can find out and see if you think that this guy Northam is really sincere in being a woke Democrat when you have a nickname like he had when he was in college. I'm Howie Carr.